Hey, my name is Tennille, and I'm passionate about helping mom entrepreneurs reach their true potential while navigating the chaotic journey of life, family, and business. I'm a digital marketing specialist, an extremely curious human with a growth mindset, and a certified wizard of the mind, specializing in clinical hypnotherapy and rapid transformational therapy. This is where the woo-woo rubber meets the road, my friends. We will dive into empowering discussions, actionable strategies, and inspiring stories to help you thrive in both your personal and professional lives. So pull up a comfy chair and let's ditch the debate and make it happen. Welcome back to Ditch the Debate podcast. I'm your host, Tennille, and today we're going to be talking about a deep topic, but one that I know we have or are still struggling with, the scarcity mindset. This one is one I want to talk about a lot and normalize so many things, because if we fix this, we fix so much in our lives, right? It's such a silly mindset to have, yet we are conditioned as women so early on to accept it. So what exactly is a scarcity mindset, and how does it affect the lives of us moms? Well, a scarcity mindset is a belief that there will never be enough resources, opportunities, or time to meet our needs or goals. For working moms, this can manifest as a constant feeling of not being good enough, a fear of falling short in various roles, and an overwhelming sense of lack. I want to explore some common triggers and factors contributing to this mindset. As working moms, we often face immense pressure to excel in both our careers and our family lives. Society's expectations can lead to feelings of inadequacy when we perceive ourselves as not measuring up to the idealized image of the perfect mom or businesswoman. In the age of social media, it's all too easy to fall into this trap of comparing ourselves to others, comparisonitis. Whether it's seeing other moms seemingly effortlessly balancing work or family, or witnessing peers achieve professional milestones, comparisonitis can fuel feelings of scarcity and inadequacy. The fear of failing at either work or home responsibilities can be paralyzing. This fear often stems from a deep-seated belief that failure is not an option, leading to perfectionism and an inability to delegate tasks or ask for help. I'll give you an example of how it shows up for me. Pre-mom, I was in corporate and I started my global corporate career at a very young age. And I can say that the scarcity mindset was definitely conditioned within this environment. As a woman, you only see one seat at the leadership table, or at most two. You only see a handful or less of women in middle management. What this translates to is there isn't enough room for one or more women at that level that I'm going to or that I'm striving for. And you start to alter your value system in order to get yourself into that scarce chair. An example of me post-mom, I actually have so many, but let me think of one here. So when I was starting my marketing business, I was grabbing onto small contracts with difficult clients and working ridiculous hours. My scarcity mindset kept telling me that the contracts were few and far between, and I needed to grab onto every single one of them, regardless of how I actually felt about it or the client, and push myself out of alignment. My values were compromised, and the scarcity mindset prevailed. Does this resonate? The effects of a scarcity mindset on working moms can be profound and far-reaching. Firstly, it often leads to heightened stress levels, as moms constantly feel the pressure to do more with less. This chronic stress can take a toll on both mental and physical health, leading to burnout and exhaustion. Make sense? To add to this, a scarcity mindset can hinder personal and professional growth. When we operate from a place of scarcity, we're more likely to play it safe, avoid risks, and resist opportunities for growth and advancement. This then results in missed career opportunities, stagnant personal development, and a feeling of being stuck in a cycle of limitations. As with a fixed mindset, its very close friend scarcity mindset operates in a very similar fashion. You're more likely to see obstacles and opportunities. The one phrase that I love to use is, you're going to find a problem to every solution. You're also going to be telling yourself that whatever success means to you, whether it's wealth, career, family, you're going to be saying that only happens to X person. It's not reserved for me. And here's what I would ask you. Why not you? If you were to take that risk, do that thing that you've always dreamt about in order to get you closer to your dream life, what's the worst that could happen? And then what's the best thing that could happen? When you operate from scarcity, you play small. And let me remind you, my friends, you ain't small. Nothing about you is small. And you don't get to play small in order to avoid some discomfort. The one thing I do want to mention is that this mindset has been set up in your narrative as a protection mechanism. If scarcity keeps you safe, then that's a job well done from your mind, right? Whether you acquired it from your childhood with constant messaging around scarcity for women, or whether you acquired it later on in life through all the messaging that you were constantly exposed to, whatever it is, it has arrived and remained due to it thinking that it's protecting you, but it's not. So it's time to thank it for all the hard work and for all the care and love, but it can absolutely go now as you're good. Make sense? I want to shift our focus to practical strategies for overcoming it and fostering a mindset of abundance. There are several techniques and mindset shifts that we can employ to rewire a scarcity mindset. One powerful technique is the practice of gratitude. By consciously focusing on what we have rather than what we lack, we can reframe our thoughts and our perspectives, fostering a sense of abundance and appreciation for blessings in our lives. If we were to take this to a deeper level, I would suggest that you focus on gratitude around the thing that you most want. So, for example, if you are wanting more financial wealth, then every day you need to feel grateful for the wealth that you already have. Does that make sense? When you are vibrating at a frequency of gratitude around the thing that you most want, you receive more of it. Law of attraction, the secret, manifestation, whichever terminology you prefer to use, they all teach the same thing. If you want more of it, be happy with however much of that you have right now. Another powerful technique is to embrace an abundance mentality. This involves believing that there are limitless opportunities and resources available to you. And spoiler alert, there really are. Look at your icons, heroes, or whatever you call them. Are they extraordinary? Were they given any special talents, gifts, or wealth? No. They are normal human beings who adjusted their mindset to get what they want. Everything is 80% mindset and 20% skill set. Agree? By adopting this mindset, you can cultivate a sense of optimism and possibility, allowing you to approach challenges with confidence and resilience. One note here is that you need to take a look at your self-worth. A big challenge I find with us moms is that our self-worth is terrible. And this can absolutely play into the hands of scarcity mindset. If we don't believe that we deserve it, who will? Make sense? A big tip to increase your self-worth is to prioritize self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during the times of struggle or setbacks. Acknowledge your wins no matter how small. Now that we have discussed the effective strategies for rewiring a scarcity mindset, let's explore how we can implement these into our daily lives. It's essential to find practical ways to integrate these strategies into your daily routine as a working mom. Start by setting aside a few minutes each day for practices like gratitude journaling or mindfulness meditation. After doing this every day for about 21 days, it will be automatic and a new habit will be formed. And this is a good habit. Remember, rewiring your mindset is a journey. It is not a destination. It is crucial to approach this process with patience and consistency. Be gentle with yourself and understand that change takes time. Celebrate small victories along the way and recognize that each step forward no matter how small, is progress towards a more abundant mindset. Progress is the goal always. I also want to say here, don't feel overwhelmed by trying to implement all of these strategies at once. Start small and focus on one or two practices that resonate with you. As you begin to see the positive impact these changes are having on your life, gradually incorporate additional techniques. And of course, celebrate your progress along the way and acknowledge the effort that you're putting in to rewiring the scarcity mindset. Remember, my friends, you hold the power to rewrite your narrative. By embracing gratitude, cultivating an abundance mindset, and prioritizing self-compassion, you can break free from the shackles of scarcity. Take small steps, celebrate your progress, and watch as your life transforms into one filled with abundance and possibility. You've got this. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Ditch the Debate podcast. If you loved this episode as much as I did, head on over and review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every single week. I'd love to hear more from you on the topics you want to hear, so head over to the episode link in the show notes and let me know in the comments what you most want to hear next. This is Tennille signing off. I'll catch y'all soon.